that. Such a good sound.
Welcome to episode 2 of the Saturday Alert podcast. Today we got Dylan and Cal as usual. And today we got Stin and Cam. These boys are from Silver Warehouse, all of them, obviously. But today we're going to be doing a little interview to a degree with them and go over what they're into, what their future plans are. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves a little bit?
I'm Austin. I live with these guys. I'm buddy of Q's. I'm in Silver Warehouse and just a guest today.
Yeah. I'm Cam. Also bandmates, roommates, buddies. Okay.
But yeah, as you've noticed, maybe we use a lot of their songs. We're going to be using a lot of their songs for intros and outros to this because copyright sucks and I don't want to get in trouble with YouTube and Spotify for using other people's songs, and they have the rights to their music, so it's pretty nice to have that.
Yes, sir.
What are you guys' plans in the next few months? Obviously, we still have COVID going on, so you can't perform that much, but what are you guys' plans, I guess, for the band?
For right now, we got merch coming soon for everyone that's interested.
Yeah, it's actually on its way to my house right now, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, make sure you check out their social medias. They're on Instagram.
All platforms.
Yep.
At Silver Warehouse. Silver_Warehouse.
Yeah. But yeah, check out their stuff. They got great music and they've got merch coming. I guess let's get into it. Let's recap a little bit from last night. I guess yeah. I'll tell my viewpoint. So I met up with you guys later on in the night, but I started out downtown. It was my buddy's 23rd birthday. And I didn't get too fucked up with them, but I had a few drinks and then I remember walking into the house, and from then on, I remember seeing Dylan, Cal a little bit maybe. I don't remember seeing you, but you were there, correct?
I was there, yeah.
I was floating around.
I walked in and started drinking, saw Eli, and next thing I know, it's like 3:30 in the morning. I'm waking up on the couch, and it's not something I've done in probably like 2 years, and was like, I need to get out of here right now, because I was so fucked. That's what's most fucked up I've been in a very long time.
Sneaky.
It was absurd.
Comes at you fast.
Yeah.
I know I said this last time I was on a bender, but I'm still on that bender. This is like 10 days.
Jeez.
It's Grand Forks, man. I'll do it to you.
Yeah, there's nothing going on. School's on the way out. I mean, at least for me, I know. You guys aren't in school anymore, but yeah. Kel, how was your morning?
It was good.
Yeah?
I had leaves all over me.
I don't know if this would be put on social media, but there's a fort. It was a fort. We put a fort on Kel last night.
Did you pass out on the
same
couch or
spot something? Where they straightened my hair. I was passed out in the same spot.
We didn't
we
do
call
anything.
This the black hole.
Could you edit in a photo like? Right there?
Oh, yeah, for
oh,
sure.
No. Right here, look at him.
But yeah, it's if you want to see Kyle's straightened hair, it is on our Instagram. We're starting up our social medias. We're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok now. We'll probably put some clips of this on TikTok at some point once I learn how to edit video correctly, because it's rough right now, as you probably saw in the last episode, but it's getting better. But
ever heard of iMovie?
Yeah.
I'm on Movavi now. It's like some crackhead.
I think I've used
like,
that before.
Yeah, it's some crack. It's like Windows... sort of version of iMovie,
it's like
but
the,
it's
the bootleg version.
Yeah, exactly. But it's really easy to edit, so I used that. It was only like $60. But no Saturday Alert Mafia stuff yet this weekend. Although it's early, it's only Saturday.
Still got the weekend.
But yeah,
tonight maybe.
Who knows? Yeah, I might shave your head, reverse some mohawk that shit. But yeah,
you're fucking nuts.
But yeah, as I said, school's coming to an end. Christmas break's coming up. What do you guys have planned for Christmas break?
I'm probably just going to go home, hang out with some family and friends, you know?
So
just,
wholesome.
Just
wholesome
very wholesome.
Just a tender boy.
I really wanted to go to the bars with my friends, but there's no bars right now.
Yeah. I was hoping we could record.
Yeah, there's still a chance, but probably not. Like, Jai Pfeiffer is really slow to respond.
Pfeiffer?
Yeah.
But yeah. No, honestly, like, to touch on the bars thing, I actually kind of like... Not a lot of people are going to like this take, and I'm okay with that. But I kind of like that the bars are closing at 10, because...
Then you go home, and then you get fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. Warm. It's like, the bars are almost a pregame.
I was just going to say
The bars are almost like a pregame, but So I went last night. It's been since like Halloween because I had such a bad experience on Halloween. I went there, couldn't even move. And I was like, this is so fucked up on so many levels. Like, I hate being here right now because of how packed it is. And also, like, I really hate how many people are here just because of COVID. Like, so me and Emily left pretty early that night because I was like, I can't be here. This is so just right. Absurd. Yeah. But last night wasn't bad. There was probably like 50 people. No, there was more than that. But
probably sniffing a bunch of farts at the bar too.
Oh yeah,
fun.
No, never great. But yeah, so we went for my buddy's birthday. It was like we got there at like 8:30, I think, and bar closed at 10, and then that's basically where my night started, which was honestly really nice. Like it was like the bars were like kind of a pregame to what ensued afterwards, which was really fun for me because I'm not a huge like big spender. I don't like. Like, I'd much rather get a 30 rack of Bush, sit
yeah.
down with the
yeah, what do you spend at a bar when you get... I've actually never been to a bar
so
before.
So, I'm a cheapo, so the second I walk into a bar, I'm looking for that fucking sign that says all the deals on it and whatever. Even if I don't really like what's on it, that's what I'm drinking. Like, I don't really... 100%. I try to shy away from vodka because it kind of makes me an asshole sometimes. Mm. Weird. Like, whiskey makes me nice and vodka makes me a dick, which is, like, the reverse for most people.
Yeah.
But... So I try to shy away from vodka, but last night Smirnoff was $3, so I was drinking my basic bitch Smirnoff Sprite with a splash of crayon, the most basic.
You fucking hop up on that bar too.
So yeah, I know.
I used to
surfaces.
Be a cheerleader. Eat shit.
Yeah. No, it was, but that's what I was drinking last night. Except for they did have Captain on sale as well, so that was nice because I switched to that after a while.
The nice thing for me in bars, like, if anyone knows me personally and they've seen me go to the bars, it's super bad. Like, I make out with chicks at bars. Like, so that's why I'm pumped about not going to them.
That's a...
I'm just saying,
you make out with chicks.
That's dirty. It's dirty. I'm a degen.
It's better than... Is it better than, like, a frat basement, probably?
Yeah.
Both of them will end up on bar stools. Yeah. My buddy was making out with some townie. Like, older woman. Like, she was definitely,
Cougar
like...
Club. Shout out to Cougar
she wasn't,
Club.
Like, 40s, but she was definitely older, and he ended up on Barstool for that, and it was just the grossest makeout session I've ever witnessed.
I mean, I'm not, like, shaming her old women, but, like, some of them can get it. I'm kind of a gilf guy myself.
Cal,
grannies.
Wow,
love that shit.
Pretty sure Cal's got some old lady stories.
No.
Definitely does.
Totally does.
Definitely hit on some old ladies back in Brazil.
No.
Yes.
No,
what's
I didn't.
So, is Brazil like, 18 to drink?
Yeah.
Do you?
I mean, it's 18, but
everybody drinks when they're 14.
15.
Do you get carded when you're like 16? Could you go like walk into a bar?
I
and
mean, if you
drink?
Look young, they're gonna card you. But
this guy's masculine.
I've been carded like twice.
I never got carded when I was in Italy.
You go to bars in Brazil, like?
Oh yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
It's a different kind of bar. Like when you go to the bars here, like very loud music and everyone. Like I don't know. In Brazil, it's like. You just sit down on the table and just drink beer.
It's more sophisticated.
Yeah, so those bars
imagine
like Cal that.
Being
you
described
really,
as sophisticated.
Yeah. They're going to like nightclubs, like that.
Oh yeah, no nightclubs are.
You guys have like bars where like
you just
sit down like this and drink some
beers,
and then you have clubs where like
and it's
you're
kind of like
you,
so
you don't usually
in the
order
bar.
Like
I kind of like
drinks.
Those
they order beer.
Sometimes. Yeah, like, most times actually, unless I like raging drunk.
A lot of beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's. And then clubs is like $12 for a vodka soda.
Oh, yeah.
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 And then.
No, I. We went to this bar, not this club, and I was like, oh, it's a very nice club. There's very attractive people in there.
Is it like dress code? Or can you like kind of pull up and whatever?
I mean, it was a fancy one. So
I
like,
pulled up
yeah.
in sweatpants
so
one time.
So I got there, and the guy was like, yeah, it's $200 to get in. I was like, yeah, no, thank you. I am leaving.
I had that experience up in Winnipeg. They have the OV club, and I was a little shell shocked. I think it was like maybe 19, and I was never been to a club, never been to a bar for that matter. And went up there. We got in line, and they were like, yeah, nah, you can't get in because we weren't like I was wearing basically what I'm wearing now.
Mm.
Shocker. But yeah, they were not a fan of that. And then also in down in the cities, I can't remember what bar it was. I think it was Last Call.
Me too.
I was wearing ripped jeans, and I was so shell shocked by this because I'd never experienced like getting dress coded at a club. Mm-hmm. And the dude put a flashlight down to my jeans. He's like, nah, man, I can
see.
I can, yeah. What? It was absurd. I was like so just like taken aback by this because I'm from a small fucking town of less than 1,000 people. I'd never experienced this, and the dude's like, I can see your knee through your jeans, you can't get in.
That's pretty
weird. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, they were nice jeans. Like, it was just their dress code. And, like, it felt like getting turned away at a frat, and it just, like, was so, like, humiliating. But, I mean, it's their business. They can do whatever they want. But that was just a weird hill to die on for me. Like, why would you care?
But did you get in or did you not get in?
I didn't get in.
I walked up with sweatpants, and the lady was like, you can't get in with sweatpants. I'm like, they're Lulu. They weren't Lulu. They were the same fucking just brand. Super cheap. I'm like, come on. They're nice pants. She goes, next time, dress like you're trying to get a girl. I'm like, I don't do that. And I walked in.
You're like, I'm trying to get some dick.
Hey, whatever you like, man. It all feels the same in the dark.
It's 2020. Oh, my God. But yeah, going back to Christmas, I'm gonna call out my roommates a little bit because I know they're gonna hear this.
Not gonna say any names though.
No, I mean they're gonna be on this podcast at some point anyway, but and I don't know if I'm part of the majority on this issue, but how do you guys feel about like the Christmas trap music? Like, you know, like the Jingle Bells trap remixes? No,
it's funny and that's about it for me.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I can't take it seriously.
Yeah, I hate same. Trap.
I hate it. Well, okay, so I'm not a fan of Christmas music in general. I'm the kind of guy that, like, if you're... Yeah, I know. I'm a dick. But if you play Christmas music before, like, 2 weeks before Christmas, I'm a little upset with you. Like, I get it.
You're going to be mad at us.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, 2 weeks is all you allow?
That's
cruel.
That is pretty
2 weeks
tight.
Is cruel, but I guess I understand it after Thanksgiving. If you start playing it after Halloween, fuck you. Yeah, Thanksgiving's a way better holiday.
This house, it was the day after Halloween.
They need to make Thanksgiving songs.
No, it was just Taya.
That.
We were all there.
Yeah, but we didn't do it.
But I liked it. I also offered the Mariah Carey song.
Of course you did. All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah,
classic.
Bang.
But I just, it gets to the point for me where it's just so much. It's so overplayed to the point that, and there's some that I like. And
I'm not listening to this every day. It was once.
No. And it's when I walk into a room every fucking day and all I hear is Christmas music.
It's a sad
and
life, man.
When it comes to Christmas music for me, I like the non-original albums. Ones, but that are not Christmas trap, obviously, because that's just garbage. Tyler, the Creator, he made an album for like the Grinch movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Has some bangers.
I gotta check that out. I might be able to get behind that because I fuck with Tyler.
We're not sponsored by Tyler, Creator, by the way.
I think Christmas music is supposed to be for really nice voices. If you don't have a super nice voice, don't sing Christmas music.
Yeah. I think the funniest thing about Tyler, the Creator, is if he saw this, he would be like, fuck you. I hate you. But yeah. So, Adam and... Oh, should I say my name? Anyway, my roommates...
Adam and Eve.
Yeah. They're, that's funny. but, I'll explain later. They're doing their... They're starting up to do their DJ shit, and honestly, shout out to them. They've gotten really, really good for only having that board for maybe 2 months now. Adam's drunk purchases, legendary stuff. But, I work doubles at work. I go in at 11, I come home at like 2-ish, and then I like to take a nap before I have to go back at like 4.
Yeah.
And yesterday was a tough day because I got back at like 3, so I'm only going to get an hour. And I like to lay down and take a nap, and I just hear them mixing, and they're mixing in like the Jingle Bells trap music. I'm like, fuck. Like, and I know I'm like the piece of shit here that's like, yeah, you're trying to fucking sleep at 3 in the afternoon, but I know I had a long night and I had to go to work and it sucked. And I just keep hearing these trap remixes and I was just getting so pissed. I was almost happy to go back to work because I was not a fan.
I just died inside a little bit.
Yeah.
It's super sad.
No.
This is kind of on the same topic, but there's a Logic song.
No way, dude.
And you don't have to like Logic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he has a song called Fade Away. And the whole beat is, I don't know which Christmas song it is, but it's that exactly. Christmas song reversed.
Oh, really? I know that song. I didn't. Yeah. I know the song. I never realized.
That's
cool.
It's
cool.
That's pretty cool. La 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 la. But like reversed and then like.
That's kind of cool. Actually.
It is so. It works so well.
Mm-hmm. I like that song too.
Yeah. So I mean, if you consider that Christmas trap, I don't think you do. But like,
I am very split on Logic because like, I kind of feel the same way about Logic as I do Rust to a degree, where like I enjoy a lot of their music, but how they interact with the media frustrates me because I think that they get a mic in front of them. And they almost become a different person than what they put out in their music, where they have this weird, like, almost superiority complex that annoys me. I don't know why. Especially, way more Russ than Logic, but Logic definitely has it.
Yeah.
Like, I watched an interview, I think it was on Cody Ko's YouTube page, it was like a That's Cringe bit, and I was watching Russ, and it was just the way he was talking. This interview was like, "I'm so much better than you. I know everything. Right. I control pussy with my voice." And I was like, "Okay, like your songs are great. I really like a lot of Russ and Logic's music, but the way they talk is just."
But they're right, though.
I mean,
ever since
it's weird.
Since Logic released that one song with the word Fortnite, I had to just be done. Like, I do not support him as an artist.
Fuck Fortnite. I know a lot of people love that game. I could never get behind it. I felt like there were so many better video games than that.
There's so many 9-year-olds that can just kick my ass.
I mean, yeah. Like, and I got into the Fortnite game like way too late. It was to the point where like it was impossible for me to even get good because I would just get fucking shat on in the first 30 seconds of a fucking match. Unless I did the classic drop where nobody does and hide until the end of the game, which I hate. So I got into that. And I respect Fortnite to a degree. They really did change the entire game of video games. They literally created a new genre. No, they didn't create a genre. There was battle royales before Fortnite, but they made it cool, which I respect. Yeah. But
they brought it to like the mainstream. Basically,
I hate it because I'm terrible at it, and I think that's fine.
For Logic, it's like there's rappers that like change their sound to like for the younger demographic, but he like used like Fortnite for that, and that's like the easiest and lamest way to do it. Like Drake's doing it.
I don't even know which song you're talking about.
I don't either because it's so relevant.
All I know is I have slowly stopped liking Logic, but like I used to be a big fan. Like
His Young Sinatra,
True Story, Sick. Under Pressure, great albums. After that, kind of falls off.
Yikes. Yeah,
big yikes.
Like I'm not gonna say, and I'm not gonna come at his song, but after the 1-800 song, I feel like he started to just kind of fall off. Yeah. And that's a rumor.
I think even on that album, like he had some songs that kind of hit, and then like some that like. We're just like, what the fuck is this?
And the 1-800 song, I'm not coming at that in any way. That was an amazing song. It helped a shitload of people.
Yeah.
But after that, and that's kind of when I think he got a divorce with he started to fall off and become kind of a different persona.
Yeah, definitely.
But going back to the whole Christmas talk, I know a shitload of people are trying to get the PS5 and Xbox for Christmas. They try to get it on Black Friday Day. Or Black Friday shit.
Friday day.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, but I know a lot of people were trying to get that for Christmas from their parents and stuff. I know my mom said, like, hey, you're doing really well in college. You're almost done. I'll get you the Series X for Christmas. And she's like, yeah, no, legend play by my mom. I love her mom. Yeah, I know, right? But she's been trying to get me the Series X, and she's trying to get my brother the PS5. We're on the opposite ends of that.
She's getting...
Yeah, I know. My mom's in her bag. It's sick. But she's been trying to get these and she can't get it because they're just not available. Like, what did these companies do? Like, release a fucking 1,000 of them for the entire United States and then just be like, fuck it, we're done.
How did they? Yeah. That's a stupid play.
No.
I don't know what's going on with that.
Me neither.
But like, I know you're a big Xbox guy.
I am a big Xbox guy. But I don't know if I'm even going to get the Series X. I might switch over to PC.
That's the legend play. Like,
you got one of those curves.
Yeah. And I'm right now I have an Xbox One, so what I'm thinking is like I'll just
the OG?
Keep that. I'm just gonna keep that until I'm out of college. And once I'm out of college, get my own apartment, and I'll probably get a PC for myself.
Maybe I should talk to her and just be like, hey, don't buy the Series X. It's
because
you can play controller on PC. Yeah. I know that's kind of a noob move, but I'm not that good at video games. Follow my Twitch. I love to Twitch stream for comedy more than.
What's up? His brain's not on.
Go on.
What the fuck is up with Cyberpunk? Do you know what it's about?
The Cyberpunk 2077?
Because everyone's buying it, and it's like a free roam kind of story mode. GTA?
It's kind of like GTA. I was actually watching Will play it a little bit. It's somewhat... I don't want to describe it as a GTA, because it's definitely way more than that. But it's kind of like a society's ending kind of thing, and like crime is...
Is there multiplayer?
I don't think there's multiplayer.
Yeah, your nails, right? Your nails, your penis. You can just extend
your loving this talk, right?
Maybe it was a meme.
I'm not a video game guy.
I don't like video games either. I bought an Xbox and I played it twice, I think.
Shout out to all the gamer girls. You're low key bad as fuck.
E-girls are ruining my life.
Dude, TikTok's insane with that shit. It's just tits and booty shit. Like, where's the funny stuff?
Yeah.
You're on a different TikTok than me.
Yeah, I am an Indian TikTok.
I don't have TikTok.
TikTok for some reason.
You're on Cartel TikTok.
Cartel, yep.
Cartel TikTok? Are you guys on that?
I don't have TikTok.
I was, but it stopped. Sadly, it stopped.
I was on Cartel TikTok for a good 2 weeks, and I would just be scrolling, looking at funny shit, and then all of a sudden I'd be like seeing like a body.
Yeah,
or sometimes I'll see TikToks where like the people are in like Mexico or like whatever. Mm-hmm. But they are not cartel like members it's clear that they aren't. But like people are like, oh, cartel.
Yeah,
time.
No. But what about the? Did you see the? I'm pretty sure you saw it. Everyone saw it. It was the
boat chase.
The boat chase. Yeah.
That was the first one.
And then
if you know, you know. Yeah. But yeah, I saw the boat video. I liked it.
Yep.
And
same.
From then on, I started seeing fucking semi trailers full of coke.
Yeah.
Bodies getting dragged out of dumpsters. Like, it was not a great time in my TikTok history. I'm glad that... I think I finally got away from it a little bit. I still see one once in a while, but there was a while where I would scroll through TikTok and every other video was something murder related, which was really dark.
I'm in a phase right now where, like, half of my TikToks are just, like, girls cosplaying as, like, Star Wars characters. And I'm not complaining.
Is that one of your fantasies, Cam?
It might be, because I like all of them.
Oh.
He likes Avatar porn.
But I mean, like, these girls, they're like wielding lightsabers, and they're, like, matching the styles of, like, the specific characters, and it's just so nice. I don't know, I just love it.
I've never been super into cosplay. Like,
I'm not even into cosplay, but, like, hot girls plus Star Wars kind of is just cool to me.
Yeah. Speaking of Star Wars, you heard about, I know you guys aren't super into it.
I've never seen it.
But they're coming out with all these Disney Plus has really changed the game. And I really hated when LucasArts or Films or whatever.
Lucasfilms.
Sold Star Wars to Disney. I was like, this is a terrible play. They're going to ruin it. Mm-hmm. And they kind of did with the movies. I wasn't a huge fan of the new series. Yeah. But the spin-off series, like The Mandalorian, and now they're coming out with this Obi-Wan one.
Amazing.
They really did change the game with that.
Yeah, from my perspective, it's like, they didn't ruin it. That is better.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I've
seen all the Star Wars movies. Fucking shit. Like,
see,
Star Wars stands...
The first six are, like, fine.
They're all good.
They're all good, but, like, the last three episodes kind of, like, fell off. I don't know. I don't mean to spoil this, but there's like a scene where
if you haven't seen it yet, you're not gonna see it. Or
turn off.
Okay,
lower the
volume. There's a scene in I think it's The Force Awakens where Leia is on like a ship, and the ship gets blown apart, and she falls out of the ship.
Yeah, into space.
And then she just like uses like the Force after she's dead to like revive herself.
It was
really dumb.
It was something that like never been in the first six, so it just didn't make sense at all.
There's a lot of
compared
like,
to
there's
it.
A lot of stupid shit that goes
down. I watched one episode of The Mandalorian. It was kind of boring.
Yeah, I'd say
Mandalorian's slow.
Mandalorian
is
slow.
It's a lot of development. Like you gotta if you actually want to watch it, you gotta watch it.
I kind
of
feel like they're
almost falling asleep throughout the whole thing.
So. I feel like they're just milking it for episodes because, like, what else are they gonna like add to Disney Plus?
I think
that's like the only reason people have Disney Plus, pretty much.
Yeah, I stand The Mandalorian. Like, I love that show, I think it's like a bounty hunter type. But
is it Star Wars or no?
It's Star Wars, but it's a
same universe.
It's same timeline too. Yeah. It's like in between. Yeah.
It's following the last episode. It's following six between seven.
Yeah, that's what I think.
It's kind of cool, but
some of my favorite Star Wars films aren't even like the episodes. It's like Rogue One, for instance. Rogue One was sick. That's my favorite one because it ties perfectly into the plot and like it explains so much about like the series.
Do you guys remember the Clone Wars, the cartoon?
Yeah.
That shit was hard.
What pisses me off about that series is that how over animated. I mean, obviously it's an animated show.
Dude, it's amazing.
But I almost wish they would have done it in like almost a like Avatar anime type style, rather than
try to make it 3D, but 2D.
Like, because I would, and I never watched it, and so much of the Star Wars lore is like based inside the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And I didn't like watching the Clone Wars series, so there's so much shit that I missed out. Mm-hmm. But, like, episode 3, like, Revenge of the Sith, is literally, like, if I'm drunk, it's, like, between that and, like, Transformers. That's, like, my drunk, like, I'm going to sleep, I'm putting that on. Like, do you guys have, like, shows like that? No? Do you guys have like shows that you put on?
Yeah,
that's fair.
That I put on when I'm like drunk.
Yeah, like what's something that you put on when you're drunk? Like very consistently.
I usually watch Naruto.
Love Naruto.
Yeah,
Boruto's ass. There's good parts.
Sometimes I gotta hold back because I'm too drunk and I kind of want to like remember what I'm watching.
Yeah,
but if I'm like
that's why I don't put on TV shows that I actually like. I mean, I like Episode 3, but I've seen it a million times, so that's like kind of why it's my go-to.
Yeah.
That and Transformers recently. I woke up last weekend to a $16 purchase of Transformers 1. And you know why I was watching that drunk.
Megan Fox.
Exactly. The only reason we watched fucking Transformers.
That's why I stopped watching after the second one. It's because Megan Fox wasn't in
it. Why was she not in it?
I don't know. I think she got sick of she wanted to get into more stuff.
I don't know. I might be just pulling this out of my ass, but didn't like Michael Bay kind of like mistreat her? Or,
probably.
Is that the director?
I think she's had a suit against somebody.
I don't know if it was Michael Bay or someone else, but that could have been a reason. Yeah. Honestly.
But yeah.
That was a good one.
But yeah.
I wasn't gonna call him Stoner, but you know.
Hot take, I really like Michael Bay's films. I like the explosions. I have a very simple mind. And so seeing all the explosions.
We all do.
I just like any movie pretty much. Like even if it's bad, like I still get enjoyment from watching how bad it is. Like
I like movies way more than TV shows.
Me too.
Typically.
Me too.
I'm an anime kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, hentai porn.
You're more into TV
stuff.
Shows?
I don't know.
What's Cal's favorite TV show?
Dark.
Peaky Blinders.
Don't you like Dark?
Yeah.
Breaking Bad.
Oh.
No, it's good.
I like Dark. I love Breaking Bad.
Black
Prison
Mirror.
Break.
Never gotten to Breaking Bad.
You like Black Mirror?
You should.
Black Mirror,
Black Mirror is fire.
It's never too late to get into Breaking Bad.
My friend just watched it recently.
Nicole just watched it recently. Like,
I watched the first season. And I know it's like the most beloved show probably in American one of the most beloved shows in American history, but it's so old to the point where I know the entire story.
Really?
Like, because all my, like, my roommate David stanned that show for most of the time that I lived with him. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, but
he stanned that show. And so I knew the whole story.
The scenes,
I've watched it twice all the way through. Second time was almost, I mean, I wouldn't say better. They're different experiences.
But yeah, you like, you can
the first time it's like, the first time it's shock, like, what the fuck is going on? This is insane. Second time you watch it, it's like, oh my God, like, I didn't realize this.
Yeah, you can pay attention to more details. And
that's why I like watching, like, if I do like a TV show, that's why I like to go back and watch it again. typically, I usually, almost all the series that I've watched them again, just because.
It's nice having, like, the information that you already have, and you're like, okay, this is what's going on.
Like, this is like, for, this, yeah. Like, yeah. Like, some things are, like, what's the word, foreshadowing.
Foreskin.
Foreskin.
And it's fun seeing the characters before they develop.
Sorry, what did you say, Stin?
It's fun to see the characters that you love before they've developed.
Right. Develop.
Yes. Yeah. That's very true.
Or no, they, when they die. Ha.
I'll drink to that.
The cheers. You said something about Black Mirror. Black Mirror is like probably one of my favorite shows.
Isn't season 6 supposed to be out?
Each episode, so sick. Each episode is like a movie. It's like a Christopher Nolan
movie.
Yeah, but
the movie for me. The new season is
season 6 is that already?
No, it's 5.
I love every single one.
The fifth one is only like 4 episodes, right?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
I actually really liked that one.
Have they said anything about a new season?
Yeah, they held it. It's finished. Oh. But they held it off because it was too similar to this year.
Ooh, that's dark.
Really?
That's really dark.
They're like,
they can never release that season without being
They were about to release it, and they were like, we can't do it. It's not the time.
I wouldn't even care.
I would be into it, actually.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be cooler if it was like more related to this time.
I think it would bring a little clarity to some people's like opinions on things. It's like, oh, this is literally what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Black Mirror makes you think.
Yeah.
Like,
because we don't think otherwise.
Yeah, no, because Breaking Bad, you watch it and you're just like, oh, okay, next episode.
Like, I'm not making.
You're like, damn. Mm-hmm. That's deep.
You know what they should do?
What was your favorite Black Mirror episode? Sorry,
White
I
Christmas.
Cut you off. What were you going to say?
White Christmas.
White Christmas?
Oh, there's so many good ones. The AI ones are the best.
I really liked... Do you remember the one where they have, like, if you're overweight, you have to, like, bike? That one was crazy.
The 5 million credits?
Yes.
No, everyone has to
that
bike.
That one was... Yeah.
To make
that
money.
One was
yeah.
insane.
Yeah.
And the, or the... Oh,
White Bear?
Which one is that?
That's the one where the lady like killed a kid or something.
Oh,
or filmed the kid dying or something. Ooh. And then there's like an amusement park just for her punishment.
Oh, that one's
cool.
That one's
so good.
Yeah.
That was like
one
of the only ones I've
seen. You know
one
that I really liked, and it's actually like scary because it's
I know what you're gonna say.
You know what
we're not
say.
Sponsored by Black you, Mirror, by the
no.
way.
No, you know the one with the social media points?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you knew I was coming. Yes.
That one.
That's a thing. Like,
it's pretty accurate.
It's a thing without us really realizing, and they almost. I don't know.
Hit the nail on
the head. I'm not super informed about this, but apparently in China they were gonna kind of. It's a social score, and apparently they were gonna do that in China to some degree. I don't know if they are.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But yeah, you get like points for not being a dick, essentially, which
or be and being like
it
cool.
just made it just made everyone fake.
Yeah,
like, it made everyone.
Yeah,
D'Amelio
exactly.
And
sisters would love this.
Your points like show like above your head on their screen.
Yeah, so you don't talk to people that have like a low score, which is fucked up. But like,
all right, one that I did not like was the video game one.
You didn't like the video game
one.
Hey.
Which you're gonna have to.
It's the one where the two dudes.
Oh,
the two
I
friends,
know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's weird, dude.
I liked it.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
But you know that's the not in that like, sense, but you know that like that would that's exactly
kind of
what
a,
it would turn
it's
into.
Kind of an
yeah.
it's like, kind of an interesting question. Like, is
but
that like
is that where we're gonna develop to?
Well, I was gonna say like,
is that gay?
But like this
no,
is what I'm saying like
obviously it doesn't matter if it is or isn't, but like
it's not gay, but it's.
It's such a questionable.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
dude.
What I'm saying. Like, they should make an
when
episode.
When the question of is something gay is brought up, I always say it's only gay if you want it to be gay.
All right, I have a question for you.
And
then.
We're not saying
make...
that in a negative context.
No, like my sister's gay, dude. Like, but
my roommate.
It's not gay to have
for
2 years.
Sex
with someone you love.
I'm just saying like
unless
if you are
same,
gay
same
if you are gay it's gonna be gay
like,
for you
this
and
is
that's
for me.
Fine
like,
and if you're straight it'll be straight
like
for you.
If I'm gonna suck
some people probably don't even know what the video game episode is talking about
yeah we're really sorry if we, we're just we kind of went down a rabbit hole there
yeah.
If
you
haven't watched Black Mirror
let's make
amazing
deeper.
Amazing
deeper.
Series go watch it it might scare you a little bit but it is in a
it'll change your life.
Yeah, exactly. It will change
your
life.
It will change
your life. It'll change the way you think about things.
I have a question for you. now that we're talking about gay stuff. If you go back in time and you suck your own dick.
Or if you just suck your dick now.
Or if you can suck your own dick.
It's only gay if you make it gay.
Personally, I don't think it's gay because I jerk off all the time.
And it's a hand job for yourself.
But it's your mouth. But it's your body.
But the thing with that is, I don't know from experience, I'm 13 inches.
I've been close.
But I feel like if you sucked your own dick, you're gonna feel the sensation of sucking a dick more than you're gonna feel the sensation of getting your dick sucked.
Yeah.
Like, you're not gonna feel yourself getting your dick sucked. You're gonna feel it sucking.
But
your
it's
own
you
dick.
Though. It's okay.
Like,
for
you're
my
doing yourself a favor. You're not gonna enjoy it. You're just like
you're definitely okay.
If you finish, do you finish it now?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not gay. Okay, this is my perspective. It's not gay if I suck my penis, but if I come in my mouth, then yeah. I'm
no,
after cycling.
It's you.
Nah, it's,
then what's the
for
point?
For me, I
what's
don't.
It's like eating your boogers.
I don't think you're gonna feel that like
dude,
you sucking your dick.
No, I've seen videos
and
of
you're
women.
You're probably bad at it. You know.
Dude, just put your mouth and suck. Nah. I'm pretty sure it'd be
you know.
Easy.
You know what you
dude,
want.
Time out. Time out.
It's your first time.
Time out. You've been sucking popsicles your entire life,
true.
Dude. I know. Ice cream true. Too. I know you're good at it. I bananas, motherfucker.
No, I don't suck
banana.
If I suck like a banana,
sideways. No, no. But
I bite into the middle first,
just to make sure I'm not sus. But yeah,
I know. Come on. You just you're sucking up vape right now, dude. Like, you're saying the principle's different?
No, it's, dude, it's an art.
I'm not saying I'm going to be good at the Gluck Gluck 3000. Like, I'm just saying, like, I've been licking, this is really bad. Popsicles. I've been doing that stuff since I was a kid. It's like second nature at this point.
You're saying you want kids?
Popsicles are naturally slippery. You know, it's like the perfect material.
So is your pizza.
Just imagine it's a popsicle. Just
put
paint
some sugar in it.
Yeah, pour some syrup on your penis and then start sucking. I'm sure Eminem has something he could say, because he wanted to remove some ribs, right? Like, it's all it takes.
Eminem.
He said that in a song, didn't he?
No, that's
Marilyn Manson did do it.
Did,
he went full send.
Is that? I don't think that makes you more attractive.
I don't think Marilyn Manson cares about being attractive.
No. Yeah. No.
I mean, why would you remove a rib then?
To suck your own dick.
Oh, that's the only reason.
That's why he did it.
Like, even if I removed.
I thought it was like a self confidence issue.
No. That was very focused on one object. Objective, and that was it.
That's like the main thing that's blocking.
You think one rib would change that much?
Yes.
Yes, because that's what prevents you from
it
fucking making
your, like,
that bin. Bend.
Yourself.
This is what I'm saying. Even if I removed like 8, I still couldn't suck my dick. It's too small. Like, I'm not getting it.
He's
not
half Asian, guys.
No. But for my penis, I'm full Asian. I'm 1.5 Asian. My penis size.
1.5.
Oh my god.
It's tough.
But yeah. I think we've made our turn on that.
Yeah.
Let's move into something else. But so recently, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but
I have.
It happened to my girlfriend, and it happened to a lot of girls around here. Snapchat hackers.
It's been happening a lot.
Like, it happened to probably like 6 people I know, and it was all girls, which It makes me know that some fuck out there.
I'm in the dark about this.
Oh, so my girlfriend, a couple of her friends, and then a couple of their friends. They all got their Snapchats hacked.
And when you say hacked, like, what?
Yeah.
Someone
got into their account and was like on their account.
They took them. They stole it.
Yeah.
They stole their accounts. Gotcha. Like, Emily lost a good probably 4 or 5 years of photos because she ran out of camera roll space.
Oh, man.
And so she just had a lot of her photos stored on Snapchat, and she lost that shit. So what they did is I don't know how it originally started. I only saw like the ending of it, or not the ending of it, but like the middle of it, where they would get into someone's Snapchat. I don't know how they originally did it. I'm not that smart.
Yeah.
But they got into someone's, and then they would snap other people and be like, hey, can you send me your number? I got locked out of my Snapchat. And they would give them their number for some fucking reason. I don't know. Yeah. And then...
I mean, because it's your friend.
It's your friend snapping you. So you give them your number, and they're like, hey, can you send me the confirmation code? Well, the whole time, they were actually actively hacking into that person's Snap, and you could do, so like, they forgot my password with their username, and all they needed was the phone number, and then they just needed them to send a verification code. So the way they did it was they would get their number from them because they thought it was their friend.
That's very sneaky.
Oh, it's so sneaky. And, like, I know, like, six girls who lost everything on their Snapchat accounts.
Yeah, we're literally talking about it now, and Michaela just added me because she was hacked.
Yes, exactly.
She literally just added me on Snapchat.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, and because it was all girls, it makes me really suspicious that they were definitely, what they're trying to do, I think, is find nudes for themselves.
Just creeps. Blackmail.
Yeah, or blackmail them.
There's no other benefit you could gain besides being a creep.
And and it was all girls, so you know it was for that. And that's so fucking low and slimy. Disgusting. Just know, if you're listening to this and you're someone who hacks Snapchats, the Saturday Alert podcast fucking hates you.
The mafia's coming after you. You better watch the fuck out.
Yeah, no. And I really wish that there was a way to, like, find that, because if I found out who did that shit, because you know that this person's looking at pictures of all of these girls. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got pictures.
It's dangerous.
I've got fucking pictures of me and my friends fucking doing stupid shit. You know they're just
It's not even like nudes. Like, they can blackmail you with, like,
anything.
Like, yeah. Drugs and alcohol, for example.
Shit.
You know? Like,
yeah. Exactly.
I don't do that.
No.
I don't either. I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, if you do. You know.
It's you, man. Like, it's legal in so many states, so it's fine.
I'm halfway, like, thinking that it's, like, a bot to some degree, or it's somebody from around this area that just happened to think,
be good at hacking.
Be good at this, which isn't, like, super far out of an idea. Mm-hmm. And it just sucks.
You're hacking Snapchat. Like, I don't think
it's not that. Hard. Snapchat has the weakest security that there is. And it just pisses me off, because I know somebody's sitting there just, like, scrolling through all these camera rolls. It's like, fuck you, man. Like, fuck that. And, I don't know. I wish we could find out who it was, because it'd be on site. It's fucking on site.
It would be on site.
Yeah, you know the boys got him. But, yeah. I think that's all we really have for today.
Yeah.
Fuck Snapchat hackers. Fuck PS5 and Xbox. Or Microsoft and Sony. Star Wars is dope.
Fuck Christmas Trap.
And fuck Christmas Trap. thank you for listening.
Well, we still, hold on. We still got roses, thorns.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about roses and thorns. Yeah. What do you got for roses and thorns? Oh, wait, well, do you guys know
what roses and thorns? I don't know what
we're okay, doing. Sorry.
So if you're not in a fraternity, you're not going to understand this.
So this is like a little bit that we brought from us three being in fraternities. It's a little fun bit. You give a rose to something that's like you're happy about it's highs and lows. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So basically, you give one to something good, you give one to something shitty. But yeah, Dylan.
Let's start on the other side, because I started last time.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh boy.
Not to put you on the spot.
Like last night or like lately or just right now?
Just lately?
Lately.
This is easy. Rose, I recently became a private pilot.
Fuck yeah, you did.
Pretty cool. There's a lot of students, aviation students here, so it's not like new news to you guys.
And, but like to people outside this area, like
if you're outside of like the UND, like pretty cool. But like here, it's like whatever. Yeah. But I'm so proud.
You know, and you should be.
It's a rose.
Congrats.
Thorn. Got into it with my girl a little bit last night.
Always tough.
We fixed everything. We're all good, but you know, got a little shaky for a second. But
water under the bridge.
Nah, we're good. We're good.
Cam's got it.
Shit happens.
Anything about women, Cam's got it. I want everyone to know this. Cam has got it.
I'm smooth.
In the bag. Unlocked.
I'm smooth with it.
I'm the coochie man.
Coochie man. You can tell just by the way he smiles, he's packing. It's Cameron.
Cass. And he's a drummer.
Yeah, I mean, he's a drummer. Yeah. Yeah.
What can I say?
His thighs are just... My rose is that... I've had the opportunity to pretty much do something fun every night, this whole year, especially lately. And
that's good.
It's the best time of my life. And a thorn is that when I'm not doing fun stuff, I get really sad.
Mm. Yeah, that's how it goes.
And seasonal depression, man.
I think I might it's usually when I'm like sober for a night, I like get depression, which is like a really bad sign. But yeah, I'm fine.
Mental illness.
It'll be
a serious thing. Off your back,
we'll fix the issue.
Yeah.
I actually am in the, my rose goes to my academic field as well. I'm going, heading into my last semester of college.
Hell yeah.
Which is most of the reason why I wanted to do this.
Is that a hell yeah?
Is it? Hell yeah.
You think it's a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
And also, I actually just applied for, or I didn't apply, I got into appraisal school.
Hell yeah.
And by the end of the semester, I should be finished and be able to hopefully start a job appraising, nice, appraising residential areas, hopefully.
That's,
I mean,
cool,
obviously, I got to do a year of apprenticeship.
Boy.
I know it's big boy shit. It's like, my mom was talking to me the other day, and she's like, I can't believe that this is happening. Like, it's insane.
That's crazy.
I'm just going to go ahead and give my thorn to Snapchat hackers again, because fuck those people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Rose goes to nipple piercings.
Ooh, dangerous territory.
And tassels?
Dude, like, people walk by, and like, you stare at their ass, but when that's nipple piercing, you just locked, like, straight down the tit. Like, it's my bad. Like, you know, I'm this and that. But, like, so distracting. It's,
are you going to get nipple piercings?
About it.
Wait, is that a,
Cam's
is
looking
that
at me like, dude, my girl,
nipples are too small for that.
Cam's like, dude, my girlfriend has those.
No, not nipple
piercings. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is that kind of like you guys are getting your nipples pierced?
Whoa, no.
I could see Cal doing it. Cal does some wild
shit. I
could see
Cal doing it. I just
I could see Cal, like, waking up with nipple piercings and be like, what the fuck happened?
Saturday, Alert Mafia, we're going to pierce his nipples when he passes out.
Dude,
that's
you won't be. My nipples are so small.
That's hot.
Yeah. And Thorn to, the hangover today, because it's a,
you're not sad about missing work or anything?
I didn't miss work.
what are you talking about?
My bad.
Yeah.
No.
He went to work. He took my car.
Totally.
Yeah.
Right. That's that's what I saw.
Yeah. Hangover, man.
Yeah, hangovers are tough. I mean, I don't get them, but Rose to, like, I know I drink a lot, but it's been fun. We do some dumb shit. Like, the neighbors ate some waffles off the ground.
I see
frozen.
That they're upstairs.
They
were their waffles frozen, and they just ate them. They ate two of them each.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
But, like, also cool.
Yeah, cool and not cool. Also, I cut some hair off of a girl, which was pretty crazy. And we ended up with a baby stroller in our house for some reason.
Yeah. And I woke up with that on top of me today.
If you see the picture, you'll know. You'll know. Mm-hmm. And then I don't really have a thorn. Nothing's going wrong.
That's always good.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I've been having wet shits lately. It's definitely. I don't eat. I just drink. I'd probably have breakfast.
And your insides are just sludge.
I'm the opposite. Yeah. I eat dinner at like 11 p.m.
No, really? No, my breakfast is
usually
at like 4 to 6.
I usually eat one meal between 3 and 5.
Yeah, and then maybe
a
snack.
And then a bunch of snacks.
And then if I know I'm going to drink, I'll just like shove a bowl of ramen real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Just to make sure.
I really don't even eat because it's used.
That's
you
dark.
You drink less.
That's
well, yeah,
dark.
You drink less, you black out quicker. And that's what we want out of the night. So,
yeah.
As a seasoned vet would say.
But yeah. Thank you for watching Saturday Alert Podcast. Follow us. We're on social media, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Give us a like and listen. Thank you so much for the feedback this week. I've received so many Snapchats and texts about how much people have been enjoying this. I didn't expect any of that. I thought I was going to get like 5-10 views. And it's
huge, guys. Thank
it's
you so much.
It's so much. Keep listening.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you to all of Silver Warehouse for being on. Thank you for your clips and music for me.
It was fun.
And the boys.
Don't forget to check us out on Spotify, Apple Music, and any platform. That's all we got.
Follow on Instagram, too.
Hit us a follow on Instagram. We love to build that social media. But
thanks for tuning in, and hope you have a good one.
I can slowly